You're listening to WAER News at WAER.org and NPR One. I'm Katie Zolkowski. Dunbar is in her blood. For Dunbar Association board member and treasurer Liz Page, it all began with nursery school more than 70 years ago. In high school, she was a volunteer, then served later as a staffer and liaison to the United Way. The community-based African-American not-for-profit celebrated its 101st year on Wednesday night with a dinner and awards event. Page says Dunbar continues to be a place where people can seek assistance for a variety of needs.
There are a number of activities that we're involved in to help folks as we go through employment changes, housing issues, and Route 81.
The Dunbar Center is only about two blocks from the highway. Page says they provide resources for everything from healthcare and home repair for seniors to job training and career opportunities for youth.
We try to engage the kids in programs and ideas about careers that normally they would not encounter. For instance, electricians with IBEW training will be working with National Grid this summer.
Just as they did last summer. Page says Dunbar also provides counseling services to help address some of the socioeconomic challenges facing neighborhoods, including poverty and violence.
What are some of the different skills youth and adults, for that matter, need to be able to work through without instantly, as we keep seeing every weekend, young people being shot, cut, or whatever.
Page says they'd like to add more counseling capacity to help families. The center continues to provide critical after-school and summer programs for children ages 5 to 16. For more on this and other local news stories, you can visit our website, waer.org.